This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I just want to do some football here for a second, BT, before we get back to the Mets. Of course, Yankees have a chance to clinch tonight. Mets, as of now, scheduled to play a game in Atlanta and a game where they're trying to rebound after losing last night. I don't know if you saw this yesterday. I did not. Apparently, there was an article on the Jets and the disarray that's going on.
I saw this, yep.
Okay, and he was asked about this. Rodgers was asked about this on Pat McAfee yesterday. This is how he responded.
How's everybody handling it?
I would say the culture is about the opposite of what that article said.
No.
I didn't read the article, but just reading that headline there, it sounds like it was written by Hassan Reddick's agent in a way to... former agent, I guess, possibly, in a way to try and disparage our great organization.
Whoa. So I did not hear that. First of all, what was the disarray article?
It was an older article.
Oh, okay.
Remember with the whole mini camp when he went to Egypt, there was nothing about like where the Jets are now.
Yeah. Oh, so he was there. Okay. I was going to say. Months ago. So we didn't miss it. It just happened months ago.
No.
So then is that even then relative to where he's at with Reddick now?
It's interesting that he put Reddick's name in his mouth. I mean, that's pretty rare where you kind of dip your toe into somebody else's business like that.
And he also alluded to, he said, former agent, possibly soon. So maybe he knows something.
That was interesting. Good. Whatever it takes to get him in, we need him.
Wow. How about Rodgers having to, he's not afraid of anything. And by the way, I'm listening to sound bites throughout the course of the day, like Rodgers meeting the media today. That clip was from McAfee yesterday, but meeting the media today, I don't know if I've ever been in love more with a New York sports athlete than Rod. The guy just gets it all.
He's so in charge. Now, sometimes, and we've had these conversations, is he too in charge?
Yeah.
That's more of a above him thing.
It's not his fault Salah's inept.
And it's not his fault they gained the power. I mean, if somebody bestowed that kind of power on me, I'd take it as well. As long as you don't abuse it. And he doesn't seem to abuse it. I think he's well-liked. I think from a football perspective, what's probably most appealing to me is that he just looked bouncy. He looked a little quicker than I've seen him look in a long time. I can't wait for this game against Denver.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Hop and I think you're going to go out there. I know you got all the trips going on. What's your next trip, by the way? You get the Steelers Sunday night.
I'm
looking forward to that. Yeah. It's traveling is a lot. Even going to these games like last Thursday night, you can't see what's going on necessarily. It's hard.
So, I go to a few a year. I don't want to go to every game.
I'm going
to
do the Giants tomorrow and then potentially the Jets on Sunday, and then that'll be a wrap for me. Every game will be at home. And we got the postseason baseball coming up. But, yeah, I thought it was interesting to hear Rodgers call out Reddick, or at least Reddick's agent there. Maybe it'll get things moving here, because it'll be a nice jolt if and when they do get Reddick back. Right now, everything's going well for him.
Yeah.
And he was talking today about dealing with, not adversity, which the Jets have dealt with, but handling prosperity well, something the Jets haven't dealt with. Rodgers dealt with
funny.
That. But that'll be the toughest challenge for the team, handling prosperity.
I think it's a challenge for anybody. Number one, I think the toughest thing is to just elevate like a moribund franchise from just inadequate and inept to competent and respectable. That is a tough jump that is elusive for so many teams. I mean, hell, it's been elusive for the Jets for, 13, 14 years, Giants as well, outside of 2022. But then I think the even tougher, the bigger step, and this eludes so many, is once you become respectable and competent and competitive, how do you take the next step and deal with now the accolades and the expectations? And that's what he's talking about.
Nick is calling from Woodbridge, New Jersey. What's up, Nick?
Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Thanks for taking the call, guys. Just a quick Yankee point on Gleyber Torres. So I've been watching the Yankees for 31 years, as long as I can remember. There's not a more frustrating baseball player I've seen than Gleyber. And I know Verdugo had a bad game last night, but Gleyber crosses that game with another mental error that we see every week. They should bench him tonight, whether it's for Birdie or Waldo, whoever it is. but I hope that's the last mistake we see from Glaber and Pinstripes, but it probably won't be.
Yeah.
And we had a chance last night to win that game with Judge or Wells up, and he totally...
Oh, we lost you there, Nick.
I mean, listen, they had a few... That was in the seventh inning. They had a few other innings to win the game. Doesn't help when you give up an absolute moonshot the next inning when all the momentum was gone and it goes from 4-3 to 5-3. They're not going to bench him. They're not going to bench him because they've shown no evidence that they're going to, you know, I know they did bench him for a minute this year, actually.
Yeah.
But over the years, they've allowed this to fester. And that's the biggest issue. That's my biggest gripe with Aaron Boone. Because I've defended Aaron more than others. My gripes have been more on the Cashman stuff, as you guys well know. I don't understand how you can't drop this at Aaron Boone's doorstep. But like, we talked to Susan, and, you know, Boone talks about how he really just wants to be loved, and he really cares about the game, and he cares about the sport. I believe that, but I'm not inside your head. I'm not a valve next to your heart. I don't see your heart ticking. I don't know what's in your heart. So all I can do is react to what you do on the field, and what you do too often is check out and be emotionally vacant. And that's a problem.
But benching him, to me, would make no sense. Why would you bench a player?
They're not going to bench him now because he's hitting as well.
What? But I'm saying, why would you bench a player in general?
Well, you bench him to send the message. Okay. They already did that, and he's doing it again.
Do you think benching Gleyber Torres?
No.
Oh, now I get it, coach.
No.
I can't do that.
Nope.
Like, there's nothing you could do. He is what he is. Yeah. You got to move on from him.
Ship has sailed.
They didn't do it, and now they're going to cross their fingers and hope it doesn't come back to bite them in the postseason when it does, that it doesn't cost them a game or a series.
Sal, you've got one chance, whether it's as a parent or as a coach in this instance, during the formative years, really, to try to create a template of expectation, what's acceptable, what will not be tolerated. And the Yankees too often tolerated what should never be tolerated. And here he is, 27 years of age. He's not changing.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We come back. We'll have more of your calls, 888-808-1019. Also, we have to revisit for the final time, with just 5 games to go, where we're at with the BT and Sal over-unders. I actually don't know where it's at. I haven't looked at it. We're going to have hot take. I don't.
Yeah.
I know where we're at.
But you
last
know.
Time.
You kind of have a sense.
I don't. Have you looked it up?
I have a sense.
Well, I look forward then to revisiting this when we come back.